are watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. Days after the attack on YS Jagan Mohan Reddy inside Vizag Airport, Andhra Pradesh opposition leader and YSRCP chief has written two letters to Union Home Minister Rajnath Singh. While in one, he sought central intervention on the attack, in the other one, he sought assistance to the state government towards Cyclone Titli relief measures by releasing funds. The letters were submitted to Rajnath Singh by YSRCP delegation. Now let's move on to Telangana. BJP President Amit Shah on Sunday said that the grand alliance of the opposition parties neither has a leader nor a policy, and its only agenda is to remove Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said that the Congress President Rahul Gandhi was neither acceptable as a PM candidate to other leaders of his parties, nor to the other parties that constitute the Mahagathbandhan. Shah was speaking in Hyderabad at a conclusion of a two-day conclave of the Bharatiya Janata Yuva Morcha. Now let's move on to Karnataka. Siddaramaiah, head of the Congress JDS Coalition Coordination Committee, on Sunday warned the Bharatiya Janata Party against the Operation Lotus 2.0 in Karnataka, saying that the Saffron Party was already in a state of coma due to its past deeds. The former Karnataka Chief Minister's warning came as after State BJP Chief B.S. Yedurappa predicted that the JDS Congress government would fall. The Congress leader also asserted that the BJP would remain an opposition party in the state. Now let's move on to Kerala. The Kerala High Court on Monday observed that Sabarimala is for all while hearing a plea by BJP intellectual cell State Convener T.G. Mohandas, who sought a ban on the entry of non-Hindus from entering Sabarimala Shrine. In his petition filed on October 25th, Mohandas sought a court declaration which would state that permitting the entry of non-Hindu women and non-idol worshippers into Sannidhanan violated rule of the Kerala Places of Public Worship Act 1965, given that the Supreme Court's ruling only allowed the entry of Hindu women into the shrine. He also demanded an independent investigation into the alleged attempt by the police to permit non-idol worshippers and non-Hindu women to the entry of the shrine. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. Tamil Nadu Generation and Distribution Corporation has announced power cuts in some parts of Chennai in October 30th, that is on Tuesday. Powers will shut down from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. for maintenance work. However, if the works are completed before 4 p.m., the power supply will be restored immediately by the Tamil Nadu Generation and Distribution Corporation. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.